教会就是以前Scott 牧师去的那个教会，Scott 牧师托我向大家问好。
My wife Kelly and I have three kids, Ryland, Kenley, and Cade, and I am excited to share with you as we start 2022.
我的太太和我，有三个孩子，Rylan，Kate 和 Katie，我们一起向大家问好，很高兴2022年能和大家一起。
I apologize for not being able to be there in person. But that was a very wise decision as three more of my family members have gotten sick.
我很遗憾不能到现场和大家一起敬拜，但是呢，不得不如此，因为我家里面三个人都确诊了，
So, very wise decision.
所以我们这样做还是很好的。
So, Hoya, thank you for reading our passage this morning.
谢谢刚才主席来读这个经文。
And as we read through Mark, I want us to think of maybe you have gone through one of these situations.
当我们读马可福音的时候，我想让大家想象一下，我们有没有经历过类似的场景？
Maybe you have bought a house and realized that the builder may have taken some shortcuts.
也许你买了一栋房子，然后检查的时候发现这个房子是偷工减料的。
Maybe you have been asked to take over a project from your coworker and realize that they overlooked a few details.
也许你在上班的时候，你的同事转交给你一项项目，你就发现，在同事在做项目的时候，他有的地方很马虎。
You may have asked your child to clean their room, and maybe it didn't meet your standards.
也许你曾经让你的孩子打扫房间，然后发现他们的打扫没有达到你的标准。
So, as a parent, if your child doesn't clean their room completely, they have consequences.
如果你是家长，你的孩子没有把房间打扫好，他们就应该承担后果。
Shortcuts in building a house is dangerous.
那造房子时候偷工减料，会使得这个房子很危险。
Shortcuts in medicine is dangerous.
那在医药行业，那些马马虎虎的行为，那是更危险。
And that's how we came up with the phrase, anything worth doing is worth doing well.
所以人们常说，要做一件事，就要把它做好。
And in our reading today, we have someone, Jesus, who the crowd is overwhelmed and amazed by because he has done everything well.
所以我们今天读到的主耶稣基督的事情，那个时候凡是见过他的人都被他所折服、所震惊。为什么呢？因为他做的每一件事都是完美的。
And one of the things Jesus does well is to speak.
那耶稣做的很好的一件事情就是说话。
In John chapter 7, verse 46, it says, No one has ever spoke the way this man does.
在约翰福音有一个地方就说到，人们认为没有人讲话比耶稣讲得好。
Jesus speaks like no one else had ever spoke before. He spoke clearly and full of wisdom.
没有人像耶稣基督这样讲话的，他讲话很清楚，并且充满了智慧。
And let me just pull up my screens here.
We 们来看，幻灯片。
There we go. Just give me one second here. There we go. Can we see that?
Yes, I can see that.
All right. So in Luke chapter 4, verses 18 and 19, let me go on to that. Read with me. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind.
路加福音四章十八到十九节说：“主的灵在我身上，因为他用膏膏我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人，差遣我报告被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，叫那受压制的得自由，报告神喜悦人的禧年。”
No one has ever spoke like this, and this brings us to our first point.
没有人像这样子讲话，所以下面就是我们要讲的第一个要点。
Action speaks louder than words.
行动胜于言语。
We all know this to be true, right? I've known several students or coworkers who have stated proudly that they did not need to study to pass their test or their certification.
我们都见过这样的人，比如说我见过一些学生，考试之前就说，我不用复习，我也不用学习，因为我知道。
And why did they say this? Because they thought they knew it already, right?
他们为什么这么说呢？因为他们自以为什么都知道了。
And then what? They failed the test.
那结果呢？他们往往都输得很惨。
Their action did not back up their words.
因为他们的行动无法证明他们说的话。
And here you have Jesus, who is not saying he doesn't have to study to pass the test.
那耶稣没有说啊，他不用复习就能考试。
He's saying, I'm God's son. I'm sent by the Father. I am the Christ.
他说的是，我是神的儿子，天父派我来的，我就是基督。
He says, I will give sight to the blind.
他说我可以让瞎眼的看见。
And if Jesus doesn't make the blind see and the lame walk, it's just words, right?
如果耶稣没有让瞎眼的看见，没有让瘸腿的行走，那他说的都是大话。
And when actions don't match words, we have a credibility issue.
当行为和言语不匹配的时候，这个人的可信度就应该受到质疑。
And we call that hypocrisy.
我们就称之为虚伪。
My daughter is very good at asking us words or definitions of words that she doesn't know.
我的女儿一看到一个不认识字，就来问我们是什么意思。
And one night at dinner, when she was about 4 years old, she heard the word hypocrite.
她四岁的时候呢，听到这个虚伪这个词。
And she asked us, "What does that mean?"
她就问说，虚伪是什么意思啊？
And we gave her the definition, and she understood it perfectly.
我们就把定义给她讲了，她也好像明白了。
And in the future, she would never delay in calling her mom or dad a hypocrite if she saw us doing something that didn't match our words.
所以以后，她每当看见爸爸妈妈做了什么事情跟他们说的话不相符合，她就毫不留情地管他们叫虚伪的人。
Young children definitely know the definition of hypocrite.
因为小孩子在这方面都是很直接的。
But Jesus has no credibility issue.
但是主耶稣他没有任何地方让我们有这样的质疑。
In Mark, early in the book, we have seen that Jesus has called out demons, he has stopped bleeding, and he has raised the dead girl.
在马可福音七章之前，我们一直看到主耶稣他怎样医治病人，怎样赶鬼，怎样治好血漏的女人，怎样让死去的孩子复活。
Jesus says it, and then he backs it up.
所以主耶稣他做了这一切事情，就证明他说的话都是真的。
But let's dig in a little deeper.
那么我们再向深层次来看一看。
Read with me Isaiah chapter 35, and I want to start in verse 3.
我们来读以赛亚书35章。
Strengthen the feeble hands, steady the knees that give way. Say to those with fearful hearts, be strong, do not fear.
你们要使软弱的手健壮，无力的膝稳固，对胆怯的人说， 你们要刚强，不要惧怕。
And I want to stop there because it says, do not fear. And do not fear what?
我们就来看看这句话，不要惧怕，不要惧怕什么？
Do not fear anything.
什么也不用惧怕。
We are not to fear anything at any time.
在任何时期，任何时候，我们都没有什么可怕的。
And I think that's an important message as the world today is telling us to fear, that there are many things around us that are coming on us that we should fear.
不要惧怕在今天是非常重要的，因为今天我们身边的很多事情都告诉我们你要害怕。
But as Christian brothers and sisters, we are not to live in fear.
但是我们主里的弟兄姐妹要知道，我们是没有什么事情可以让我们惧怕的。
Let's continue with verse 4. It says, your God will come. He will come with vengeance, with divine retribution. He will come to save you. Then will the eyes of the blind be opened and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then will the lame leap like a deer and the mute tongue shout for joy.
我们再接着看第四节，看哪，你们的神必来报仇，必来施行极大的报应，他必来拯救你们。那时瞎子的眼必睁开，聋子的耳必开通，那时瘸子必跳跃像鹿，哑巴的舌头也能唱歌。
The ears of the deaf unstopped and the mute tongue shout for joy.
瘸子必跳跃像鹿，哑巴的舌头必能歌唱。
Right here in Mark 7, we have seen Isaiah 35, the promise fulfilled.
我们在马可福音第七章就看到以赛亚书35章这些应许全部都应验了。
Jesus does what he says he will do. And we now know from Isaiah that God the Father does what he says he will do. God keeps his promises.
我们看到不仅仅主耶稣他能够做出他一切所应许的事情，我们的神他所应许的一切也都成就了。
When Jesus tells the woman, your sins are forgiven, the world's reaction is blasphemer.
当主耶稣告诉世人说你的罪被赦免了的时候，世人的反应就是你这是在亵渎神。
But then Jesus backs it up, and he backs it up on the cross.
但是主耶稣验证了他说的话，他怎么验证的呢？他在十字架上验证了他说的话。
If we want our walk to match our talk, if we want to be more like Jesus,
如果我们想要自己也言行合一的话，如果我们自己想要更像主耶稣的话，
then the second thing that we need to learn is that at times we will need to meet someone where they're at one-on-one.
那第二个重要的点就是我们必须去找那些需要的人，并且跟他们一对一，面对面。
Read with me again, verse 31.
我们一起再读马可福音七章三十一节。
Then Jesus left the vicinity of Tyre and went through Sidon down to the Sea of Galilee and into the region of the Decapolis.
耶稣又离了托罗的境界，经过西顿，就从底加波里境内来到加利利海。
Jesus went north. So you can see on the left there, Tyre and how the red arrow goes up to Sidon.
主耶稣他是往北去的，你可以看到这条红线，他先去了推罗，然后去了西顿。
So you can see that Jesus went 25 miles north to Sidon, then to travel southeast to the Sea of Galilee, there to the Decapolis, which you can see in the lower right-hand corner.
我们看到，耶稣往北走了很远，到了西顿，然后他又转头向东南行，来到了加利利海。加利利海的下面就是这个图的右下角，就是底加波里。
Now, Jesus was big at this time. He was attracting big crowds. He had fed the 5,000.
这个时候，耶稣的名声在外，很多人跟随他，因为他喂饱了五千人。
But out of the crowd, it says, he took him aside.
然后，经文说，在这群人的当中，主耶稣把他拉到一边。
You may be called to take someone aside.
也许你也被呼召把一个人从人群中拉出来，跟他在一起。
If you are a disciple, we are called to at times to be in smaller groups.
如果你是耶稣的门徒，我们就被呼召去到小的团体里面。
Jesus demonstrates this time and time again.
主耶稣他很多次的来向我们以身作则向我们证实了这一点。
Sometimes it's to explain, sometimes it's to heal, but it's always relational and it's always love.
有的时候他去到一小群人里面去给他们解释，有的时候他去到他们身边去医治他们。不论是做什么，这都是他和这些人建立的关系。
We are called to be in many different areas, organizations, jobs, church.
我们每个人都被安排在不同的团体里面，比如说不同的工作，不同的教会，不同的团体里。
But at times we need to be in smaller groups talking about eternal things.
但是当我们要跟人讲到永恒的事情的时候，我们就是被呼召到一个更小的团体里。
And that's because small groups are special.
因为这个团体越小越特殊。
And what makes them special is it's easier to talk, it's easier to share, it's easier to cry, it's easier to be real.
因为当你和某个人一对一的时候，那就更容易能跟他一起倾心的交流，想哭就哭，想笑就笑。
And I like this quote, it's from Eleanor Roosevelt.
我很喜欢艾莉诺罗斯福说的这句话。
She said, "Great minds discuss ideas. Average minds discuss events. Small minds discuss people."
她说，伟大的头脑在讨论思想，平庸的头脑在讨论事情，狭隘的头脑讨论别人。
So if you've not had a conversation with another human being outside of talking the weather or sports or gossip, then we have a new year's resolution.
那如果你以前跟别人讲话不是讨论天气，就是讨论比赛情况，或者讲一些家长里短的话，那么在新的一年，请你立一个新年志向。
And I'll be honest with you, and I know that you know this, but there's a truth that comes with working or being with people.
那么我要跟大家讲的就是跟人在一起，跟人分享，这里面是有一些真理的。
At times, it will be messy. It will be challenging.
很多时候其实并不舒服，是比较麻烦的事情。
Jesus seems to take this excuse away, though.
但是主耶稣并没有因为这样子就不跟人交往。
Jesus washes the disciples' feet.
主耶稣他亲自去给每一个门徒洗脚。
Jesus puts his fingers into the man's ears.
主耶稣他亲自的把手放在这个聋子的耳朵上。
He spits and touches the man's tongue.
而且他吐唾沫出来，并且用这个东西涂抹这个人的舌头。
It doesn't get much messier than that, and it doesn't get much more personal either.
那这样的接触，那就是要多脏有多脏，要多个人有多个人了。
And it doesn't get much more real than that.
而且它也是要多真实有多真实。
And that's when you know you're in the right place.
当这些事情发生的时候，你知道你来对了。
For this deaf and mute man, this was not a sermon topic.
这个聋哑人，对他来讲，耶稣做的事情不只只是一个正道的题目而已。
This was his life changed forever. Jesus traveled out of his way to meet this man one-on-one.
这是聋哑人他一生，他的生活，他的生命。主耶稣他特意走了这么远的路，就特意为了来加波里来遇见他。
And he wants to spend one-on-one time with you as well.
那么主耶稣他也非常的想绕过这些路，亲自跟你一起一对一，面对面。
We just need to come, like the woman who was bleeding. Like
你只需要来找他就好，就像那个得血漏的女人。
Like the woman who was bleeding, like the father whose son was dying, like the deaf man.
就像那个得血漏的女人来寻求耶稣，就像那个儿子要死的人来寻求耶稣，就像这个耳聋舌结的人来寻求耶稣。
We should come and fall on our knees.
我们就要来找主耶稣。
The third point is that we need to see faith in action.
第三个要点就是我们在行动中要看到一个人的信心。
Read with me verse 32.
我们一起读32节。
There are some people brought to him a man who was deaf and could hardly talk, and they begged him to place his hand on the man.
有人带着一个耳聋舌结的人来见耶稣，求他按手在他身上。
This is not a case of wanting to touch a celebrity.
这不是像大家追星一样，想去摸那些个明星。
Some joke that if they were to ever touch their favorite celebrity, their favorite rock star or actor, that they would never wash their hand again.
有的人他去为了追星，他的手摸过明星以后都舍不得洗。
But that is not the case here.
但是在这儿不一样。
Why didn't they ask Jesus to heal the man that they brought?
他们为什么来找耶稣医治这个人呢？
To answer that, we need to go back a couple of chapters.
为了回答这个问题，我们要往上翻几个章节。
Turn back with me to Mark chapter 5.
我们一起往回翻，翻到第五章。
And you'll remember, this was the man who was demon-possessed.
你记不记得第五章有一个被鬼附的人？
Jesus healed him by calling out the evil spirits.And then sending them into the pigs.
主耶稣给这个人赶鬼，把那个恶鬼赶出来，赶到一群猪身上。
And then the pigs drowned in the lake.
然后那群猪跌到水里淹死了。
Let's read verses 18 through 20.
我们一起读马可福音五章十八到二十节。
As Jesus was getting into the boat, the man who had been demon-possessed.Begged to go with him. Jesus did not let him, but said, Go home to your family and tell them how much the Lord has done for you and how he has had mercy on you.
耶稣上船的时候，那从前被鬼附着的人恳求和耶稣同在。耶稣不许，却对他说，你回家去，到你的亲属那里，将主为你所做的是何等大的事，是怎样怜悯你，都告诉他们。
So the man went away and began to tell in the Decapolis how much Jesus had done for him, and all the people were amazed.
那人就走了，在地加坡里传扬耶稣为他做了何等大的事，众人就都稀奇。
So we see that the demon-possessed man went to tell the people in the Decapolis.
我们看到就是这个被鬼附的人。回到了地加波里，把耶稣为他做的事告诉众人。
And now in chapter 7, where is the deaf man in our reading today?
那么在刚才第七章那个耳聋舌结的人，他是在什么地方呢？
That's right, he's in the Decapolis.
对了，他就是在地加波里。
The Decapolis was a group of towns or cities to the east of the Sea of Galilee.
毕加波里是在加利利海东边的一些城镇。
So here in chapter 5, Jesus heals the demon-possessed man and then tells him to go.
在第五章，主耶稣医治了那个被鬼附的人，并且告诉他让他回家去。
And he trusts and obeys.
这个被鬼附的人就信靠耶稣，并且顺服他。
We are to trust and obey.
我们也要信靠主，顺从主。
We are to experience Jesus and then go.
我们经历了主耶稣以后，我们就要去。
Now healed, demon-possessed man goes and prepares the soil for Jesus, who knows that he will be going to that town in the future.
这个被鬼附的人，他得了医治以后，他就按照耶稣说的回到家里面去，准备当地人的心，让他们知道主耶稣可以做这样的事。这样耶稣来了以后，他们就知道去找谁。
And so when Jesus arrives in this area of the Decapolis,
当主耶稣来到地加波里的时候，
the people brought the deaf and mute man and begged for what?
那么当地人就把这个耳聋舌结的人带来找耶稣，让耶稣做什么呢？
Look with me in the verse. It says, just to place his hand on the man.
我们再看看第七章，说让他把手放在这个人身上。
Not to heal him.
不是去医治他。
They knew that would come.
因为他们知道主耶稣把手放在他身上就会医治他。
Their faith was seen in action.
他们的信心是在主耶稣的行动上。
It's beautiful to see God's plan at work.
我们在这样马后炮的这么一看，是觉得非常的奇妙，神安排的这一切都很完美。
It's beautiful to look back and see how the pieces fit together.
我们往这样往回顾一看，就知道神把每一步都安排好了。
Enraging an entire town by drowning their pigs, by drowning their livelihood, to me doesn't seem like a great way to build a kingdom.
那么在第五章主耶稣赶鬼的时候，那些猪都被淹死了，好像并不是一个传扬神的福音的好机会。
And there are many today.Who are tempted to look back at this past year of 2021 and say, good riddance.
我们很多人回顾2021年的时候都觉得，哎呀，谢天谢地，总算过去了。
But look how God has worked.
但是你要看看，神他也有做工。
How will he continue to use these trials, this virus, for his glory?
神他会怎样用这些病毒，用这些试炼来传扬他的荣耀呢？
His ways are higher than our ways.
他的道路高过我们的道路。
And what does that mean for us?
那么对我们意味着什么呢？
It means that we do not have to do everything well.
这就他告诉我们说，我们自己不需要把每件事都做得很完美。
Some are waiting to pray. Some are waiting to forgive.
有些人他现在没有祷告，他在等着一个时机再祷告。有的人他现在不去原谅别人，他等着一个时机再原谅。
Some are waiting to give their life.Until they do everything well.
还有的人，他们想等着当一切都好了，都完美了，再把生命交给主。
But that time will never come.
但是那个完美的时刻永远也不会到来。
And it's why he went to the cross for you, and it's why he went to the cross for me.
那就是为什么主耶稣他走上了十字架，他去十字架是为了你，为了我。
He does all things well.
只有他才能把一切做好。
Thank you, brothers and sisters. It's been great to share with you. And now, Hoi, I turn it back over to you.
感谢弟兄姐妹，很高兴跟大家一起正道。 现在把时间交给主席。
好，感谢长老 Chat 的信息啊，也正如他信息所说的，也希望盼望我们的弟兄。